news upsets Trump.
Iowa has sent notice.
Clinton declares victory.
A big sigh of relief. Thank you, Iowa.
In Democratic squeaker.
We are in a virtual tie.
Now they come here for next week's primary.
New Hampshire, we love New Hampshire.
Bill Cosby and a prosecutor's promise.
That is a constitutional issue.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Manchester, New Hampshire.
And I'm Stephen Portnoy in Des Moines with the CBS World News Roundup. The first contest of campaign 2016 surprised pollsters with Ted Cruz beating Donald Trump, and it invigorated Hillary Clinton.
Thank you, Iowa!
CBS's Steve Futterman is covering a Democratic caucus that couldn't have been much closer.
It was an all-night political cliffhanger. Early this morning, the Hillary Clinton campaign declared her the winner, saying, based on information from Iowa's Democratic Party, Bernie Sanders cannot overtake her. The party itself has not declared a winner. Throughout most of the night, the race was virtually even, close to a dead heat. Occasionally, Clinton would move in front by a percentage point or less, only to see Sanders come back. When Clinton spoke to her supporters, she stopped short of declaring victory.
Wow! What a night! An unbelievable night!
And Sanders said,
it looks like we are in a virtual tie.
CBS News senior political editor Steve Chigara says even a virtual tie helps Clinton.
There were polls that were showing her losing to Sanders in Iowa, which would have been terrible for her.
8 years ago, Hillary Clinton ended up in third place here in Iowa. Last night, she won. Maybe.
Republican Ted Cruz defied predictions to win the GOP contest.
God bless the great state of Iowa.
Evangelical Christians, who made up nearly two-thirds of the Republican electorate, helped Cruz beat the billionaire who led the final polls.
Tonight is a victory for the grassroots.
Cruz campaigned in all 99 Iowa counties, earned key endorsements, and ran the biggest, most professional field operation in the state. CBS News political analyst Leonard Steinhorn says Cruz's victory, running a conventional campaign, proves
Donald Trump, the celebrity media candidate, is not invincible.
We finished second, and I want to tell you something. I'm just honored. I'm really honored. And I want to congratulate Ted.
A humbled Trump pledged he'd be victorious in the contests to come.
We will go on to get the Republican nomination, and we will go on to easily beat Hillary or Bernie or whoever the hell they throw up there.
Marco Rubio came in just one percentage point behind Trump and firmly established himself as a mainstream alternative to the frontrunners.
When I am our nominee, we are going to unify this party and we are going to unify the conservative movement.
The first race of the year has already thinned the pack. Democrat Martin O'Malley has left the running and Mike Huckabee dropped out, citing illness.
Obviously, the voters are sick of me, and I need to acknowledge that.
Analyst Leonard Steinhorn says Rubio is now emerging as the mainstream alternative to Trump and Cruz.
Rubio will call himself the come-from-behind kid, and he'll spend the next week saying that he's the guy with momentum. You've got to watch what happens with him in New Hampshire.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Manchester, New Hampshire. One race ends, the next sprint begins here in the state where the nation's first primary will be held 1 week from today. For those disappointed in Iowa, this state becomes even more critical. One reason why Jeb Bush got a head start last night in this cramped hall, filled with supporters and more than a few undecideds.
We've seen Christie, Kasich, we're going to see Rubio and Cruz on Wednesday.
What are you looking for?
Honesty above all else.
And I'm an independent. I am really looking for somebody who's going to do better with health care.
All ready to get some real presidential picking rather than corn picking in Iowa? Yeah!
This is a different state. And while
Donald Trump on the Republican side is dominating, he's doing very well.
Dartmouth College political expert Joseph Bufumi says there's room for moderates to emerge.
There are more mainstream type Republicans here. Perhaps the Bushes, the Christies, the Rubios might do better in New Hampshire.
Those are the final lists on voter Bob Wiley's list.
I've kind of narrowed my choices down.
I'm not hearing Donald Trump's name in there.
No. I don't like the way he's
campaigning.
As for Iowa winner Ted Cruz, he won't have a huge evangelical vote to bolster him here. Democrats right now overwhelmingly favor a familiar neighbor, Vermont's Bernie Sanders.
He's got a populist appeal that works in both states.
But Bufumi believes even if Sanders wins big here, the road ahead won't be as welcoming.
Hillary Clinton has more money, a greater ground operation in the future states, and much better appeal to minority voters.
A major winter storm is ushering the presidential candidates out of Iowa, dumping snow from Arizona on up to Wisconsin. KCNC TV's Chris Spears in Denver.
A powerful winter storm slammed the country's midsection. From Colorado to Kansas, car wrecks littered streets. The strong winds and whiteout conditions forced the partial closure of several highways, including Interstate 70.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in Detroit says the FBI has now joined the investigation into the water situation in Flint, Michigan. Lead contamination has forced residents to use bottled water. Five people under arrest outside Lyon, France. Police say they were plotting with other Muslim extremists to attack French nightclubs. In Seattle, three teenage boys have been arrested in connection with last week's shooting at a homeless encampment. Two people were killed, three wounded. Police believe it was a drug dispute, and the suspects and victims knew or knew of each other. CBS's Heather Bosch says there's action today in a Pennsylvania sex assault case that Bill Cosby thought was well behind him.
This case involves a woman Cosby allegedly assaulted 10 years ago. Cosby's attorneys claim back then the now former Montgomery County DA said he would not pursue criminal charges against Cosby if Cosby testified at his accuser's civil trial. CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen does not see this new criminal case getting thrown out.
But Cosby does have a decent chance of having the judge at least limit some of the evidence that can come into the case.
And he says that could significantly weaken the criminal case against Cosby.
In Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, the word came in within the hour from Phil the Groundhog.
There is no shadow to be cast. An early spring is my forecast.
A major airline is making things right with passengers who were on a flight where some members of the crew mixed it up. CBS's Bill Whitney explains.
Passengers on a Delta flight from Los Angeles to Minneapolis January 22nd have gotten an apology from the airline for the behavior of two flight attendants. They got into a fist fight, prompting the captain to make an unscheduled landing in Salt Lake City. The plane was on the ground for more than an hour. Passengers are being offered travel vouchers or miles in Delta's loyalty program as compensation. Delta hasn't said anything about punishment for the flight attendants.
A plan in Congress would shift management of the nation's air traffic control system from the government to a nonprofit corporation. The group would be made up of airlines, airports, unions, and private interests. It's argued the current system's outdated and costs passengers and the economy billions every year. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. For Stephen Portnoy and Barry Bagnato on the campaign trail, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.